Blog Talk Radio.
What else we got?
There's lots of people. Well, good morning.
Washington.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome on the call. Well, guys,
Patty Cincinnati.
Patty,
hey, what's up,
Cincinnati,
Patty?
Cincinnati.
Good morning.
Good. We played
good morning.
Morning.
Friday.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Happy Friday to you. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome on the call. We've been playing telephone tag with the Volts as well. Good morning. Welcome on the call, everybody. It is 9 o'clock, and thank you very much, Sylvia, for welcoming everybody on the call. I am getting ready as soon as we hang up here. It's getting in the car, heading to the airport, heading to Orlando, doing a great event in Orlando with the whole Orlando crew then. Get up, I should say hard to get up, go across, get to the airport, fly across to Seattle, do an event up in Seattle, Tacoma, Washington. It's going to be another fantastic event. Then back into Dallas, and then Dallas, we're doing another event on June the 6th, and we're going to have new diamonds. We're going to have new, it is going to be off the charts. There are just fantastic things happening all over the country. May has been and is magic. I am just telling you, magic, magic, magic. People are making fantastic things happen, and now is a great time to hear what they've been doing. Feedback Friday is a unique call. Nowhere else in the industry does anybody do a call like this anywhere. This is open mic morning. We want you, Feedback Friday is your opportunity to share. It's a free-for-all format. What does that mean? We are not going to mute the line, so press star 6. If you're on an open line right now, press star 6. If you're on a cell phone, if you're on a cordless phone, if you're outside, if you're planning talking to somebody, if somebody plans on talking to you, because we won't be able to hear those conversations unless you want us to hear them. So why do we do Feedback Friday? Well, the first reason is it builds everyone's confidence. You know, you hear people like Chris and Tammy just getting on the call going, yay, we just went director. You hear people saying, hey, we got people coming in from Hawaii. You hear all kinds of stories, and that just raises your sense of confidence, raises your sense of certainty. And when we're more confident and certain, we'll talk with more people and we'll just be more effective. That's the first reason. The second reason is we get to plug into stories that we wouldn't have normally heard from all over the country. And when somebody asks us a question, we've got great little stories that we can use to illustrate that point, just make the point, go, oh, man, I didn't really know about that. That's fantastic. And the other person thinks, wow, this thing is really happening. And the third reason is it's where most leaders get their start. There are so many diamonds that are on this call that when you see them speak, if you've listened to the 8808, you know, CDs from Dallas, Texas, you say, wow, those guys are great speakers as diamonds. Many of them will tell you they got their first speaking opportunity. The first time they spoke basically in public was on one of these calls. So, again, I can hear some background noise. If you would just press star 6 on your phone or press the mute button on your phone. I know a lot of you have your own individual mute buttons on your phones today. Just press the mute button, and that way we'll have a very clear call. So who wants to be the first person who wants to share on the call this morning?
Bodybuilder Mark and Christina from California.
Hey, Mark and Christina. Good
hey,
morning.
Mark and Christina, over to you guys.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Garrett and Sylvia. Well, things are awesome, you know. I just want to let everyone know out there, you know, you got to do the activity, obviously. You know, I'm out here with Big Dan, of course, and I talk with him every day. And, you know, the old saying is if you spread good news long enough, it'll fall on fertile ground. And I just want to say we're blessed to find a couple new distributors that we had that are on the team now. And I just wanted to recognize them this morning. I got Mr. and Mrs. Butler in Mississippi, and I also have Reggie and his beautiful wife out here at Fort Irwin, and they're just on fire, and we're excited to have them on the team, and I know they're ready to go. And he's been in for 4 days, and he's going consultant and going for director by the
Woo-hoo!
End of this week.
Oh. Woo-hoo! And you can hear that.
We're excited as to be, you know, and it's so nice. It's so nice to hang in there and just keep following the activity, because I know, Gary and Sylvia, that's all that you've been talking about. You know, it's not about ability, guys. It's about getting out there and doing the plan. So it's pouring two shots, going, push and play on your DVD, and going through the Red Book, and that's exactly what we're doing. So everyone hang in there and just keep on doing it, and eventually it'll fall on fertile ground. So thank you very much.
Well, you know, Mark, and it is true, because what we always say is we're looking for people that are looking. Our job is not to create them. And the economy just creates those people that are looking. Professionals sort, amateurs sell. And we just are out there looking for people who are looking. You've got fantastic new people that are part of your team. I mean, going director.
Congratulations.
And they're going director in 4 days. I mean, that is just fantastic movement. You can see what happens. I always say this. You're just, you know, three people away from going diamond at any given time. It could happen 1, 2, 3. You know, you just don't know where it's going to happen, where they're going to fall, whether it's going to be in your list or somebody else's list. But I'll tell you this. If you exist, they exist. Let me tell you, there are lots of diamonds on this call. There's lots of future diamonds out there. We just got to find them or create a network that does. So, Bob, you those are Mark. Mark and Christina, thank you very much for sharing on the call. Who else wants to share?
Dean and Melissa, Chandler, Arizona.
Dean and Melissa Simon. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning, Garrett. I just wanted to just share this morning because of exactly, you know, just like the last caller said, you got to stick with the process. You got to stay with the process because it works. It absolutely works. And then the next thing is that, you know, over the past week, you know, I've been engaged in some activity. And you say, well, there are people looking. Well, not only are there people looking, I'm looking. I'm out there looking because I have extended my why. You know, I read this morning, you know, they said Warren Buffett's money is even going away. So there are some quality people out there that are really, really looking. And Melissa and I reengaged, went to the tip top of our list, and I know right now that we have quality people that we will have on board this month that are business owners or executives that we were saying, how do you know, we speak go to your top of the list, but it's hard for someone to say, you know, to do it too. So now Melissa and I have engaged and speaking what we tell other people to do, we're doing ourselves. We've always been doing it, but now more than ever, we're doing it because not only is Warren Buffett losing money, so is Dean and Melissa and everybody else out there, and our why is huge. Our why is so big, and we know that, you know, now is the time to engage. Now is the time to go out and don't be afraid to talk to those number 10s that you know, and just go out there and get that no, because what if they do say yes? And when they do, boy, you, just like Garrett said, you're only one or two people away from being diamond. And I see that. And Melissa and I have some great people that are going to be coming on board because of the process, not because of our ability, because of the process. And I just thank Garrett and Sylvia, the whole Accelerate team, and everybody on my team that is out there that we're supporting and that support us. So thank you, Garrett and Sylvia. Thank you very much.
You are more than, and Dean, you know what? It's a great point you make. You know, even Warren Buffett is really feeling the effects of this economy. And it's the same, it just opens your eyes up and you think, everybody's feeling the effect. Everybody's looking for an opportunity. And that you're going to the tip top of your list. You said you're looking up inside your circle of influence. You're going to the very, very top because you know that you're just looking for people that are looking, and more people are looking today, and the people at the top of the list are looking as well. So congratulations for being fantastic leaders and leading by example, because so often we'll teach best what we most need to learn. And I love the fact that you're out there sharing from your heart, which empowers other people to say, I'm going to do that, because leaders lead by example. Leaders share in a way that empowers other people to get into action and do the things that are going to make the biggest difference. And you guys are absolutely fantastic. So, Vina, Melissa, Simon, thank you very much for sharing this morning. Who else wants to share?
Andrea from Cincinnati.
Hey, Andrea. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Over to you, Andrea.
Well, I did my first business launch on Wednesday with the Voleses. I had a great turnout. I'm really excited. I'm just on fire, and I can't wait just to start making that, you know, I'm going to be director. I'm going for it.
Congratulations.
And
that's so cool.
And, Andrew, what's so cool is, you know, having, you know, knowing who you are and what it is that you're doing. I mean, you're just such an awesome person. The Vols family love you. This is a team of people who work together and say, what are your goals? What are your dreams? What are your aspirations? What is it that you want to do? And going out there and saying, hey, I'm going director. And all these people have done is launch their business on the back of a presentation for follow-up, and it's happening. You're hearing people say, I did it in 4 days. You find the right person who's motivated. In other words, they're looking. They're saying, oh, I'm glad I found you. I just didn't know what I was going to do. And, Andrew, you're just such a fantastic example. So thank you very much for sharing on the call here this morning. You're absolutely brilliant. Who else wants to share? Good morning. Who else wants to share? Does anybody else want to share on the call this morning?
I'll share just for a quick minute, Garrett. I just want to say one of the most exciting things to see right now is looking at the back office and looking at, you know, the diamonds that are about to break and all of the people. I mean, it's just so exciting to see. We've got three diamonds that are potentially going to break here in Dallas, coming up for our Dallas event in June the 6th. So that's next Saturday, June the 6th. We have it's going to be so exciting to be able to congratulate potentially three new diamonds. I mean, looking in the back office, I see one's gone already today pretty much, and two following on. So it is exciting times, people. It is the right time for you to be engaged at full throttle, because it is happening everywhere. It's happening all around you. There's exciting things happening in Orlando tonight. If you can possibly get there, you need to get there. There's Sanjeev, people will recognize from the DVD. Sanjeev's going to be there live. Gareth's going to be there live. All the leaders of Diamonds. You're going to have Dennis and Jean. You're going to have so many exciting business leaders going to be there live tonight, Friday night. So if you don't know where that is and you have anybody in Orlando or you want to drive just a few hours, there's lots of people that are driving a little ways to come and see it, because it is going to be an exciting event in Orlando tonight. And then the following night in Seattle, Tacoma area, there's going to be another exciting group there, because you're going to have the founder of Accelerate. You're going to have Sandy Greenberg there, and you're going to have him there with Garrett as well, and it's going to be off the charts. Things are happening all over the country, no matter where you are. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knows that. So go to the teamandspirit.com calendar if you don't know where that is, because all of that is there for you.
And one thing I want to share is it's not a competition, because the beautiful thing is this. You know, I always notice that on these calls when you have two or three people share, and the examples are so brilliant. You know, where Marsh shares and he said, I found two people which are absolutely fantastic. In about 4 days, they're going director. You know, Vina and Melissa Simon talk about, you know, we've got the tip top of our list and we found people that are going director in those short periods of time. You heard Andrea share, I'm going director, and she's just done her launch and her backup. And what it does sometimes become, people say, wow, I'm not going director in just 2 days. These are people that are sharing. This is not a race. What I love about Accelerate and what I love about network marketing is this. It's not a zero-sum game. What does that mean? Just because they've gone director doesn't mean you can't go director. Just because they're doing it fast doesn't mean that you can't do it. We all get to do it. The fact is, the more people that do it, the greater the sense of confidence you should have. You want to listen on this call and don't think about competition. Think about having a sense of confidence and sense of certainty which says, if they can do it in that period of time, that means I can do it. It is happening. What it says to you is there's more people like me out there that are looking, and they're looking for other people that are looking. Remember, our job is not to create them. Our job is to find them. God's job is to create them. It's a frustrating process if you think you're going to go out there and create them. Just go out there and find them, and that's the fun part of it. You're either going to find them yourself or your team is going to find them. That's the beauty of what we do here in network marketing. So listen, today is Feedback Friday. Have it come inside your soul and inside your heart. You heard Bean said, he said, my why has opened up because my eyes and heart have opened up. He said, if the economy is negatively affecting Warren Buffett, he said, Bean and Melissa looked at ourselves and say, we know it's affecting us as well. Let's go to the tip top of our list. open up your eyes, open up your heart, open yourself up to the possibility that's out there. As Mark and Christina said, those people are out there. How do you find them? Pour Two Shots, Press Play, Points of Red Book, and it's Success Guide CD number one. You do that, you'll find them. You've got a team of people that do that, you'll find more of them more quickly, and you will be able to create the goals of your dreams. We have a fantastic opportunity in May. You can get it done. Whatever it is that you have a goal, you have all day today, Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and we've got a tidy up day on Monday until Monday at 5 o'clock Mountain Time. You can get it accomplished. You can have momentum going into June and July. Whatever it is that you want to create, you can have the summer of your dreams. Have Feedback Friday be the catalyst. Have Feedback Friday be the impetus. Have Feedback Friday get inside your soul and go, you know what? I can have it. Let Feedback Friday do what it's meant to do for you. I look forward to seeing all of you that I'm going to see in Orlando. Some of you may be making a decision. You know what? I'm going to go to Orlando tonight. I'm going to be in Seattle. Or maybe you're going to be in Dallas on June the 6th. But we love every single one of you. And remember, tomorrow's call. Tomorrow's call is about taking action, taking ownership of your life, and making it happen. It's a follow-on for Feedback Friday, what you heard here today. If you're excited, but say, how do I do it? Be on the call tomorrow. If you have teammates that are excited, we're saying, how do I do it? Be on the call tomorrow. It starts at 10 a.m. Central Time. 10 a.m. Central Time. That's 1 hour later than now, and it's on this call. Bring a pen and paper. You take it, follow along with it. And the second thing is we'll open up the lines at the end for any questions, for any comments or insights or on the call that we've just had, because it'll be a workshop-style call. So God bless every one of you. You can tell I'm fired up. You know what? I got on this call just running around trying to get ready. But listen to Mark and Christina. Listen to Venus and Melissa Simon. Listen to Andrea from Cincinnati. Listening to all of you, I'm fired up for Feedback Friday. I'm excited to go to Orlando tonight. I'm excited to go to Seattle, and I'm excited for Dallas. So all of you, God bless every one of you. You make this team, you make this company, and create this family. We love all of you. God bless you all, and have a brilliant day today. Cheers, everybody. Have a great day.
Love you guys.
You know, Jimmy, I saw your hand go up to say something before I unmuted you, but one of the things that just got me excited was listening to Sylvia share how they're getting ready to have this Dallas event and all these diamonds are getting ready to break. And I wrote a little thing down, putting it on a 3x5 card, because in the next 24 months, I want to be able to rent out the Emerald Coast Conference Center and have my own regional events down here at the beach during the off season. I think it'd be a great place just to really get with the team, be able to take our diamonds and congratulate them when they're breaking, and even our new distributors, anybody that's hitting broker or director, because it is about what each individual person does and the level that they're going at. And I'm excited about Garrett and Sylvia's excitement today. I mean, this is stoked, man.
You know, do you remember from when you were in the military and we had the old challenge coins? Do you remember what a challenge coin is?
Yep.
I'm thinking real seriously, Troy, about having a bunch of challenge coins made for our team for one rank and one rank only, and that's for the rank of broker. And the reason I'm thinking real strongly about doing that is because the road to diamond is paved with broker.
Yes, it is.
The road to every rank of success in this organization is paved with broker, because broker is, first off, it's the only rank in the company that a person can attain on their own. After that, it takes a team to get you to every other rank in our compensation plan. But the key is, if you can teach enough people how to become brokers, then you can unlock the key to every rank structure that exists within our compensation plan.
You know, you hit that one dead on the head, and I still have my challenge coins. So I think that is a phenomenal idea, because if people will realize what they can do on their own, because that truly is the first benchmark, is when a person can get out of this dull, negative, disillusioned idea that they can't be somebody, that they can't accomplish something that they want to accomplish. And if they know, okay, my goal is to hit broker, and I can do that on my own. I can go out there and get my feet wet. I can learn. I can listen. I can train. Once they get that first rank under their belt, they will know how to go out then and attract other people who have that same burning desire that they do, and all of a sudden they find out that not only are they broker, but all of a sudden they're director. All of a sudden they've gone up to diamond, and it's because they've gone out and attracted all those other brokers who want to be somebody, who want to change their life. So I think a challenge coin is a good way to get started.
Well, here's the thing. The rank of broker is the backbone of the business, because once a person has achieved that level of broker,
mm-hmm.
they now know what it takes to turn around and teach other people how they got to that rank themselves.
That's right. That's right.
And the rank of broker is only 1,000 points. $1,000 in volume going through your business. That is really a relatively easy benchmark for people to attain when you look at some of the rank structures that are out there within different companies and everything. But I'm excited about it, because if you break it down to the simplest form, you want to be a diamond, you help 50 people become brokers. You want to be a 250K diamond, you help 250 people become brokers. And a lot of people, you know, they get really, you know, when they think about the concept of network marketing, they get very afraid because they don't think they know, you know, 200 people, 1,000 people or more. Truth is, like Garrett said this morning, you don't need to know that many people. You need to stay actively involved in the game. You need to go find people that are looking to create a change in circumstances in their own life. Help them. They can in turn go out and help other people and teach other people how to do the same thing. And before I forget about this, I want to take a moment and really thank Garrett and Sylvia for their leadership and insight on putting this Feedback Friday concept together. We've talked about this many times in the past. And the truth of it is, I don't know of another company in the industry that has a call anything like this, where people can come in and have an open mic and talk about the success that they're having. The real power behind that is relatability, the ability to hear stories from all different walks of life, all different experience levels, all different backgrounds, everything from bankers, real estate agents, mortgage brokers, single moms, firefighters, UPS delivery people, you name it. There's people that make up this team from almost every walk of life imaginable. And when you hear these stories, it gives you the courage and the ability to talk to people you know from those industries in all walks of life.
Well, hear the excitement in those folks up in Washington who hit director yesterday. I mean, they helped 5 people go broker. They became director. They get the director bonus, an extra $500. They probably made about $1,200 on their way. And who knows if the double go fast, how many personals they actually had. But did you hear that excitement? Woo, we just went director yesterday. We're there at the event in Seattle. Here we go. Let's make this happen. Headed for diamond. And like you say, Jim, hearing the average, people from all walks of life being able to come on the line and share that excitement just cements it in the credibility of what's going on here.
Well, it's not just all walks of life. I mean, I love that, and I agree with you guys. But what other company lets their smallest leaders, those leaders just getting started, have a platform to share? You know, Garrett hit it right there at the end when he said this isn't a competition, and he's right. But yet most of the time you hear the 250K diamonds, you hear the premieres, you hear all the, you know, the top leaders, the founding distributor. But when a brand new person's getting started in a company and they can listen to another brand new person get excited about what just happened, man, that makes them realize, hey, I can do that. I can do that because that person's a single mom, or that guy works at a blue-collar job, or that guy works at a white-collar. It doesn't matter what it is, they can relate. And all of a sudden, they get off dead center and they start doing the same thing that somebody else did, because they're not sitting there looking and saying, wow, I wish I had 250,000 in volume. I've only got about 800. You know, they get excited because they know, okay, those other people did it. I can do it. It's within my grasp. I can see it. And they go out and that, you know, most of the time it's that day. They do one other action that allows them to bring more volume and help one more person.
Well, you know, one of the things that we need to talk about today, because this is actually our last show before the end of the month, mm-hmm. and that's the fact that 90% of the results come from the last 10% of effort. And there are people that are listening to the show this morning, I know for a fact, that are so close to making rank advancements in their own team and in their own organization that it's not even funny. And I challenge you to pick up the phone as soon as we get done this morning and call your upline mentors, your upline leaders, and ask them, I need your help. The four most powerful words in the English language, I need your help. And I guarantee you, if they don't have time to help you, you call me, you call Troy, you call Matt. We'll help you get it done. Now, we'll help you get it so that you can move to that next level. Because a rising tide rises all ships. And we are in a position today where this summer is going to be an incredible, incredible summer for anybody and everybody that chooses to make it one. If you're over halfway to your next rank advancement level, you might not think it's possible to get there, but if you reach out and ask a few people, hey, I need your help, you'd be amazed at what kind of results you're going to have over the course of the next 3 days.
Man, you hit that one right on the head. And you know, Jim, when our call is over here this morning and the show goes off the air in 3 minutes, I already have a scheduled call with a good friend of mine who's in network marketing. He is successful, but he's not been happy the last year or so with what he's doing. And we have scheduled an early morning call because he said, I'm willing to listen. And you'd be amazed, people on this call, if you would just call and say, hey, I want to share something with you. I don't care if they're already in network marketing. I don't care if they're the most successful plastic surgeon in your doggone city. If you know them and you have influence with them, if you'll just get on the phone and say, I want to share something. It's just like Jimmy said. It is, Jim, just like you said on asking for help. It's only just in a little different method there because you're actually going to the prospect. But it's the same principle. People love to help friends, and they love the opportunity to make money. They love the opportunity to get the 401k back where it was, to keep the kids in school. I've got friends of mine locally who had to go down last weekend, bring their child home from college for a semester because they cannot afford to let them stay down for a summer semester. So guess what? I'm on the phone with them this afternoon talking to see if we can show them an avenue to get them into an income stream where their child can go back to college. That's what this is about. Open your mouth and talk. That's all it takes.
Folks, before we forget to mention it as well, this afternoon, Troy and I have got Larry Hawkman coming on Aces Radio Live with us as well. And Larry is a master of short video performances that teach people how to think outside the box and create a shift in paradigm within their own life. That's a show you're definitely going to want to miss, or not want to miss. This afternoon, 5 p.m. Central, from 5 to 6 Central at Aces Radio Live. You can tune in and catch that show. Folks, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic weekend this weekend as we close out the month of May and move into June, because I know with all my heart that June is going to be a fantastic month for everybody that's in our life.
I think this summer is going to be a fantastic summer with the economy the way it is. People are looking for opportunity. Take action today, as Jim and Troy have said. Go out there. You got 3 days or so, you know, a couple days left of the month. Some companies give you a tidy up day and make it happen. Ask for help. You'd be absolutely amazed what can go on in the next couple days.
You know, as we close out the call, just like Jim said, don't forget Aces Radio. We got Larry on. He's phenomenal. But remember, it isn't until 11:59 on the last day of the month that you quit. Jim said it right. 90% of the effort comes in that last 10%, that fire that gets in there. And, guys, that's not just in business. That's in every aspect of your life. We've seen it in the military. We see it in athletes. We see it in relationships. Everyone have a fantastic day. We'll see you on Aces Radio this afternoon. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, everybody.
Have a great day, everybody.